Next up, we've got Boo Lee Crosser with As Often As I'd Like.
But the old men in the corner, their old Sunday suits, I chose to believe in them. What was I to do? But every so often, you'll find me sitting there at the bar with a penance for playing my guitar.
I like the subtle touches in this song. You know, it's always interesting to me which words or phrases in the lyrics that the artist chooses to emphasize by adding a harmony underneath. And my ears really picked up on the quiet harmony on the line, "You lose money." You know, losing money is always kind of a bitter thing, but the harmony was so sweet and gentle, almost like losing money was a spiritual thing. I don't know, it was just a very odd thing for me. Like, if you're gonna put this sweet and gentle and subtle and wonderful harmony, why on losing money? I don't know, but it definitely made me stand up and pay attention to that line. There's also one on "Sadly I Lost My Throat" to a slightly lesser degree. I think there's some really great evocative lyrics in this song, like "Here's to all of my tattoos on the balcony floor," as if one's tattoos could just get drunk and fall off your body, which is, I don't know, a neat idea. And it may surprise you that I like this song, given the negative reactions I've had to other sort of sadder and slower and maybe self-reflective songs that I've complained about. I think what's different here is that the language is just sort of less labored and perhaps less obvious, and somehow it's just more relatable to me. I think that's the difference between a sad song that I like and a sad song I don't like, is one is relatable or one, you know, one emotionally reaches me and one doesn't. And I think that's the difference. There's also some great religious imagery in the song, like old men in their Sunday suits and catching up to gods with silver beards. My only note on this song is I think whoever wrote the lyrics conflated the word penance with the word penchant. But perhaps the playing the guitar is a voluntary act of self-punishment rather than a strong tendency or preference. So those are my notes.
I'd kind of clocked that and figured it was a play on words, but maybe I'm giving too much credit.
I wasn't sure either, but continue. I had it in my note too.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to give too much credit, even if that's the case, I think. I prefer
safe bet
to think that it was intentional. This is a charming lead vocal performance. Pretty much everything except the guitar and the vocals are too far in the background, though. Like, I'm sure that was intentional, but why have the saxophone and the slide guitar and the backing vocal at all if you can just
There's
barely,
a saxophone in this
them?
Song?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
A saxophone, maybe violin. You gotta crank it up. Ryan's right, yeah. And it's quiet.
Wait, it's way, way, way in the back, though. It's so far in the back that you can't really hear it. And it's like, well, why bother? You don't have to, like, have it front and center, but just up it a little bit so that we know that it's there.
I didn't even know it was there.
I think it has some good lyrics. It has a nice chorus turn. But, you know, I fear the song might not stand out enough to get him through to round three.
I had a lot of similar things about the wording. I will say I really did enjoy a lot of the arpeggiated guitar work. It's just like a nice warm tone. Like, you know, maybe that's the reason why you like this one, Chumpy, more than you thought you would, is because it feels like walking into a bar where the people know who you are, even if things aren't going well. You know, the vibe I got from the narrative was like, this is some like long haul trucker who's at this bar and has lost all this money gambling, you know, and smoking and has, you know, throat cancer and all the other horrible things. That was another thing that I really liked was, you know, he talks about this throat cancer. And then when he's talking about not having the energy to do stuff, he's if only I had the smoke. I thought that was a really nice sort of twist there, but I didn't feel like everything connected. I was trying to figure out why we've got the men in the Sunday suits. I really like the imagery of dancing like a kid with the glasses going crooked. I like that rhyme there. It's a little crooked rhyme. But I couldn't figure out how we get to the throat cancer and then how we get to the drunken tattoos and then how do we get to the gods with the silver beards, hopefully to forgive. That's another one, like penance, where I wasn't sure if it was the word that's supposed to be there. And maybe I should do like Ryan and just give the benefit of the doubt. But I was confused by that. I was imagining that he would be either asking for forgiveness himself, or I don't know. I got a bit confused in the narrative. You know, he did put in the liner notes that this is about, you know, just being sick of playing out with music, which makes a bit more sense there, but I didn't get it without that extra tip.
Is the cancer in the liner notes?
No, it's not cancer. Okay. You know, that again, that's what I was imagining. Again, I was listening to these songs and I was like, oh, I lost my throat. And you know, maybe it's actually just the singing or really just the wanting to sing, but there's also the smoke imagery. So, I mean, maybe it is. That's just sort of what I was taking from it without any liner notes.
That puts a different spin on the song for me if it is. I think it makes sense. I'm just...
Yeah, I put the liner notes in the chat if you haven't seen them.
Oh.
Or the lyrics with the liner notes, if that would be helpful.
Oh, we have a chat.
I'm sorry. I should have said something.
They're like a saxophone. The chat is really buried in the back of the mix.
Yeah, I work in IT, so I'm on Zoom or Teams like every day, so...
You want me to do my homework now? Forget it.
No, just if you wanted it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the last minute assignment. Sorry, suckers. If you want a good podcast, you're going to have to make it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, all that said, I really like this song. It does leave you not with that downer vibe. It leaves you with more of a hopeful vibe, even though it's a downer song. So I think that's a plus for it.